This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author's segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Award-winning author, screenwriter, and news reporter Betty Green was born in 1934 near Memphis, Tennessee, in the town of Parkin. Her parents, Arthur and Sadie Ivensky, owned the general store there. The Ivenskys were the only Jewish family in the town of mostly Christian fundamentalists. It was in Parkin that Green experienced discrimination and learned what it was like to be an outsider. Since her parents spent much of their time at their store, Green was raised mainly by her family's African-American housekeeper, which added another layer to Green's broad perspective on the world. According to Green, she became a professional writer at 9 years old when she sold a news story about a Parkin barn fire to the Commercial Appeal, the Memphis Daily newspaper, for 18 cents. Green attended several colleges between 1952 and 1955, including a year in Paris, France. She earned no degrees, though her later courses were directly tied to creative writing. Upon her return from France, Green became a reporter for United Press International, married physician Donald Sumner Green, and moved to Brookline, Massachusetts. It was after the birth of her daughter that Green began to write the novel titled Summer of My German Soldier. The now classic young adult book took 5 years to complete, and 2 more years searching for a publisher. After 18 rejections, the book was finally published in 1973 and became a National Book Award finalist. It was also listed as an American Library Association notable book and won the New York Times Outstanding Book Award and the Golden Kite Society Children's Book Writers Award. Summer of My German Soldier is set in a small Arkansas town during World War II. It tells the story of a lonely Jewish girl who aids a German prisoner after he escapes from a stateside prisoner of war camp. The novel is partly autobiographical. In 1978, the book was adapted as a television movie starring Christy McNichol and was nominated for several Emmys. Green's most notable children's novel, titled Philip Hall Likes Me, I Reckon, Maybe, was awarded the prestigious Newbery Honor in 1975, as well as the New York Times Outstanding Book Award. Her books typically show sympathy for those who are treated unjustly, as in her book titled The Drowning of Stephen Jones, which sides with gays against religious fundamentalists who, in the course of the novel, brutally attack a young gay man. Betty Green's books are read worldwide in over 16 languages, and for over 45 years, her books have been banned, censored, and challenged. But to this day, at age 85, Green continues her legacy of writing and speaking for the victimized. In Betty Green's own words, "Look inside yourself, and you will find a world of things, a world of your own experiences worth writing about."
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.